It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Renee Montaigne is on vacation this week. Many state governments will spend the new year the way they spent the last one, fighting budget deficits. And this morning we'll listen in to three governors who gave their State of the State addresses.
And we begin in my home state, California, where Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger told a story about his family pets. Yes, it's California. They include a pony and a pig. He said they work together, the pony and pig, to pry open containers of dog food. And if they can work together, Republicans and Democrats should too. John Myers of member station KQED has the first of our three reports.
Arnold Schwarzenegger likes to boil down complicated issues into simple themes, and he did so again in his final State of the State address before being termed out of office.
If I had to summarize in one word our focus for the coming year, it would be the word priorities. We have to get them straight, and we have to keep them straight.
The number one job for lawmakers, said Schwarzenegger, is jobs. California's unemployment rate is above 12%, and the governor called for a new investment of $500 million in job training and job creation. The package includes tax credits, and Schwarzenegger says it will create 100,000 new jobs. Of course, tax credits cost money, and Democrats wonder how the deficit-plagued state will pay for them. Democrat Karen Bass is the Speaker of the California State Assembly.
I don't think that this year is the year to expand tax credits, frankly.
Bass says a better plan would be repealing more than $1 billion in tax breaks for big business, which were included in the state budget in 2009. That budget debate was contentious, and Schwarzenegger says another example of what needs to change. The governor called on legislators to again consider reform of the budget process and spoke of its problems as though he were an outsider.
The budget crisis is our Katrina, and we knew it was coming. We have known it for years. And yet Sacramento would not reinforce its economic levies.
A recent visible sign of the budget mess has been the anger coming from California colleges and universities, where students have protested double-digit tuition hikes and caps on enrollment. Again, speaking almost as though he had not been governor the last 6 years, Schwarzenegger borrowed a line from his critics that California now spends more on prisons than it does on higher education.
What does it say about our state? What does it say about any state that focuses more on prison uniforms than on caps and gowns? It simply is not healthy. So I will submit to you a constitutional amendment so that never again do we spend a greater percentage of our money on prisons than on higher education.
The Schwarzenegger proposal includes more privatization of state prisons, which means a battle with the politically powerful prison guards union. And a new constitutional amendment left some government reformers to note that it would be the next governor, not Arnold Schwarzenegger, who would have to live with the consequences. California already has one of the longest state constitutions in America, a myriad of laws that some say may be part of why the state's budget seems to be forever unbalanced. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.